For many years, I did not have interviews on my podcast because I didn't know how to do it.
I know.
That sounds like, what do you mean you didn't know how to do it? Like you interview someone. Yes, but I record my podcasts on a handheld microphone. It's not hooked up to my computer. It's not hooked into a mixer. I bought all of this stuff I need, like the professional microphones and the extra Pamela software that no longer works and a mixer, but it just confuses me. When I don't understand how to do something like working out, it's like my brain turns off. And anytime I try to think about it, it just doesn't even turn back on again. But I am overcoming my limitations in knowing how to do the technicality part of interviewing and just doing it. And I will tell you, these longer form podcasts that are about an hour or more, where I'm able to interview people, are really, really fun. I love sharing my information about getting organized and motivating you and encouraging you and giving you specific how-tos. But you hearing the stories of people in the Organized 365 community and some of my friends and fellow entrepreneurs, how they are living out this organizational journey, I think it just adds an extra dimension and just another spin to these stories that I've been sharing with you. And I am so excited to tell you Wendy's story today. Wendy and I met 100 days ago. And I have like this little system, like I want you to do the Sunday basket first and get a small win. And then I want you to do the 100 day program. And if you get your house organized and you like the Sunday basket, I would love for you to be a licensee. And then after you're a licensee, then we can work on your professional organization business. Like in my mind, this would be the logical steps of how you would go from being overwhelmed to being a professional organizer. Well, it's almost like Wendy looked at my playbook and then said, great, let's read this book backwards to the front. So she signed up in the mentorship program first to launch her professional organization business. And just a few weeks ago, joined the 100-day home organization program. But the real reason why I have Wendy on the podcast today is a Facebook Live that she put in the Organized 365 community a few weeks ago. She was sharing her journey, how she has become organized, how she's become a professional organizer. I've heard that story before. It was inspiring. I loved it. I was cheering. I was giving little hearts. And then she starts crying and talking about how depressed she was just this spring and how life just seemed so pointless. And I was riveted. Like, I know Wendy pretty well. And the amount of change she has made so fast, and the amount of you still emailing me today when you find my depression story podcast about how that impacts you, that I would have had depression at all, and that I would share the story, and that you feel the same way. I will never forget the email I received from a woman who emailed me. It was quite a while ago. She listens to the podcast and she was just listening to it on autopilot and she had started back at the beginning and she came across the depression podcast and it just autoplayed. Like she wasn't looking at the title of the podcast or she might have skipped it. I think she actually had already skipped it before when she had listened to all the podcasts more than once and she had skipped that one and not listened to it, but played automatically. And her children were in the room and she was listening to the podcast and her young child said to her, "Mom, she's talking about you." The lady went to the doctor the next week and got put on antidepressant medications. She did not realize how depressed she had become. I really don't think we talk about this enough. I don't think we talk about how hard women are working today to be great homeowners and spouses and moms and business owners or employees and daughters and community members. We are working so hard. And yet, how often do you hear someone say, "You're doing a great job. Congratulations. Look, you're raising tiny humans and they're all still alive." That's all I wanted when my kids were little. Like, hey, they're all still alive. Let's just move on to the next thing. You're doing a great job. And so to hear the mindset shift in Wendy and to watch it happen this summer, I just knew I had to share that with you. Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Wendy Zanders, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like this is just our regular Voxering back and forth. We're just going to record it for other people to hear.
Yes, I love Voxer and I love you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Well, I just had to have you on the podcast because I just have to preface this by saying that, you know, as a business owner and as a leader and trying to cultivate people into professional organization, I have like this little journey that I want to take you on. I think, oh, okay, I'll get you organized and then you'll slowly start to organize other people. And then you'll become a professional organizer. And you, Wendy, have done everything in the absolute opposite way that I would have like thought that people would do it. And I think that's great. Like, I think a lot of people will get from this podcast that there is no one way to build a business. There is no one way to get organized. There's no one way to take back your life. It just kind of happens. And so I'm so excited that you are willing to openly share your story about where you were and, you know, less than a year ago and where you are today and how quickly your life just totally made a 180 degree turn.
That is so true. It's amazing. I can't believe it myself.
That is my husband's special ringtone. I told him I was recording a podcast. Real life, people, real life. So, Wendy, I have to have you start by saying, how did you find me? Tell everybody how you originally found me, which I think was like 4 months ago or maybe less.
Yes. So, you know, I'm still racking my brain trying to figure out how I found you initially. You know, I definitely found you during the most depressing time of my life. On December 22nd, 2015, I lost my 20-year-old nephew in a car accident. And it rocked my family hard. You know, I started falling into a sad downward spiral the next summer of 2016. And, you know, I was kind of hoping, okay, let me just get through the rest of this year. And then, you know, New Year's resolution, January 1, I'm going to get back on my workouts and I'll start feeling better. And around January 21st, 3 weeks after that, I was like, nothing's happening. What is going on? You know, is this depression? Is this what it feels like? And it was scary. And, you know, my husband was like, you know what, go see someone. It's fine. And I thought for me, you know, saying that I was depressed was a sign of weakness. You know, so I try to power through. I try to get myself pumped up. But I remember on January 1st, you know, I woke up and I'm like, woohoo, New Year's resolution. I'm going to get my workouts together. And I got up at 4:30. I got dressed in my gym clothes. I went downstairs and I went to press play on my DVD player for my workout. And I couldn't do it. I was so exhausted. And I, you know what? I crawled back into bed. I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this. I don't care. I was talking to myself out of it and I went back to bed. And, you know, I went to see someone and I'm still trying to figure out how I found your podcast, but you know, I was listening to your podcast one day and I was cleaning, actually. I was in my kitchen, I was cleaning, and I was listening to your podcast and you were talking about going through your own depression and how you looked around your house and you didn't recognize it. Every drawer and cabinet was crammed full of stuff and you're like, whose house is this? And I just started bawling because that's exactly where I was, you know. It took a lot out of me to get my home back in order because I'm a very organized person, and for me to go through that change in my life, you know, I was praying to God and I was like, I don't know why I am going through this, but I don't know why I was going through this, but I was hoping that on the other side of this, that there would be change in me and I couldn't be able to help other people come through this if they are in that space. So that's what I took away from that. And thank you so much, Lisa, for, you know, being there. Even though I still haven't met you, your podcast has really, you know, it's really helped me through to the other side. You know, I listen to you like like you were my girlfriend on the back porch and we're talking.
I am.
So, I mean, even now, you know, it's like I connected to you from our depression story. And my goal is to just help other people, you know, get out of that situation if they are, or if they're stuck, help them get to the other side.
And you know what's so interesting, Wendy, is when we first met, you were interested in the Jumpstart Professional Organization program I offered this summer. That I was just going to offer one time. It was for people who had not even started their professional organization business. We would talk every single Wednesday night on a Zoom call in 10 weeks, and we would launch your professional organization business. So you did that. Then you joined the licensing program. Then you did the 100 days. Can we say reverse order?
Yes.
And I am going to meet you at my house on the 30th. And now you're going to Biz Chicks Live with me. Like,
I'm so excited.
So all this is happening. I'm like, Wendy is a rock star. Like, we had a quick little 15-minute call before you bought into that program. And you were like gung ho. You had already made the mental change. So I did not know the depression story at all. And then you recorded that Facebook Live when I was doing the 100-day promotion about how I had changed your life and how depressed you were, and you were crying, and I was crying watching it. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Wendy is the most positive, action-oriented person I know. Like, there's no way 6 months ago she was so depressed. And I think people say the same thing with me. Like, are you kidding me, Lisa? You were depressed? And I think that... Number one, I think depression is more normal than we realize. In that podcast, I say, I don't know anyone in my family who's ever struggled with depression. Some family members have now told me, here's the whole list of people in our family who have struggled with depression. Yes. I'm like, oh, and you guys all know, I'm like, rose-colored glasses, the glass is like overflowing, it's not even half full, it's overflowing, it's all positive, everything. And so I don't look at negative or focus on negative, but And this is why I specifically wanted you to come on the podcast, because you were so open with sharing your story as well. And I think that this talk about being in a depressed state or living through a period of depression, the podcast right before this is the one that we did as a fundraiser for Hurricane Harvey. And we're talking about how, you know, emergencies, you may never be in a hurricane, but you will be in some kind of emergency situation and you need to be prepared for that. I think this is a blanket statement, but sometime in your life, no matter how positive you are, you're going to be taken out at the knees. You just are. Like, you cannot go through your entire life and it's just smooth sailing. You can make it all the way till 35 like I did.
Right.
But at some point, you're going to be walking through that tunnel and you're like, oh, there's a light ahead. This is great. And you're going to find out it is an oncoming train. And then you're like, oh, great. And I think a lot of people, you know, hit a place. I often say you get disorganized when life happens faster than you can keep up. And that's going to happen at least one time in your life. So thank you, Wendy, so much for sharing where you were. Now we're going to talk about how you worked your way out of that. But first, I want to know what phase of life you resonate with right now and what a typical weekday is like in your life, because you are like busy. You're busy.
Yes. So I am 35 years old and I feel that I'm in between the accumulation phase, which is age 25 to 40, and the survival phase, which is ages 40 to 55. You know, I say that because, you know, in the accumulation phase, you know, you're creating systems for all the new things that's coming into your home. For me, my new business, my daughter is, she'd be 4 in 2 weeks, and my son, he's 10, and my husband. And, you know, and then surviving is just making sure all the systems is, you know, created to fit, you know, my business can fit and I still have time to take care of, you know, my family and church commitments and family commitments. So, you know, my husband and I, we say we're done having children, but you know how God, he might be laughing at our plans. So that's what I say for right now. We're kind of stuck in between and yeah. That's okay. So, it's good to know that at least I know where we're going as far as, you know, raising our family and, incorporating the business into that.
And you work full time, and your husband also, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. So a typical weekday, you know, it's like I said, our weekdays is just so crazy. And I'm always like, time, you know, all right, let's go. You know, I feel like I'm a drill sergeant, you know, but so typically I'm up around 4:30, you know, I do my devotionals and I will say insert workout here. Once I really get back into my workout, that's when I would do it in the mornings. And, you know, I would throw a load of laundry in the wash. And then when my husband gets home around 3, he throws it in the dryer. So,
great.
So that allows me to free up my weekends so I can work my business on a Saturday. So I do laundry throughout the week, even if it's just every other day. And that's how we keep, you know, everybody clothes, by doing laundry during the week. You know, my husband, he'll pick up the kids. He'll grab them a snack. He'll help with homework. And then my son, he plays football, so he has practice 3 days a week. My husband will take him to that, and I'll keep my daughter with me so I can do dinner, you know, finish a load of laundry, you know, a little bit of cleaning. So we kind of divide and conquer, and that's really how we get things done. And then we have devotionals in the afternoon. On Wednesday nights, we have church commitments. So that's pretty much how we get the week done. And on Friday nights, you know, I'll either do, so on Friday nights and Saturdays when I work my business. So when they come home from football practice, we spend a little bit of time together. And then I'm up to probably about 11 o'clock at night, you know, on Friday nights, you know, working on my business and getting ready for the weekend.
That's not a lot of sleeping time, Wendy.
No, it's not.
You know, and I try to manage people's expectations when they ask me to coach with them or when they want to add something into their day. And the more I meet dynamic women like you, what I realize is we prioritize, we move things around, we let some things fall by the wayside. Right now it would be sleep for you, I would say. Yeah. And I don't think that's terrible. I think it's terrible if you do it for 20 years. I don't think it's right. Terrible if you do it for a season and if you do it purposefully. But just looking at your life, we haven't even talked about professional organization yet or joining a program like I had. Like that was a once a week commitment of an hour to be on the call, plus anything else that you had to do for your business, which you did a lot for your business. So what led you to joining the professional organizing business launch in the spring when clearly you don't have very much free time?
So I always talk about Dave Ramsey, and you know, I'm so grateful that a lot of our bills were automated, like our mortgage, anything that had constant balances every month was paid automatic. So that stuff, thank goodness, during my depression, that stuff was coming out automatic. I didn't have to think about it. And, you know, we became debt free in February, and I was excited, but I was still, you know, coming out of my slump. So it was kind of a blur for me. But, you know, I said, I want to keep this motivation going. I was telling my therapist that, you know, I want to keep it going. I feel, you know, we feel empowered. We don't feel locked down to debt, you know. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get a part-time job on the weekends. And, you know, I want to, whatever money I make, I'm going to throw it at the debt to keep, you know, pay off our mortgage or work our way through the different baby steps. We're in baby step 3 now, which is building up our emergency fund. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember somebody saying, find something that you love to do and do it as a business. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I love organizing. I help people organize, you know, at work. People are like, wow, your desk is always so clean, because I can't have clutter on my desk. So I have this little vertical file where from the most important thing in the morning to if I get to it at the end of the day, that's okay. And it's stacked right there. And that is how I go through my day. I don't like anything on my desk and I don't clutter my mind. So I was like, you know what? Lisa mentioned, you know, she's doing this mentoring program. I'm like, oh my goodness, I got current with your podcast. I started from number 1, and by the time I got current in 6 weeks, I binged, Lisa.
Were you hearing me in your sleep? That tiny bit of sleep you had, yes. Were you listening to me in your sleep?
Yes. So the thing was, when I was on the bus, you know, at Keyshawn's football practices or whatever, wherever I was, you know, I was listening to you because you really kept me motivated and kept me sane and kept me moving in the right direction. And I remember when I got current, you were talking about this mentorship program. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, it starts June 7th. I know I only have 2 weeks. And I started panicking. I was like, tell me more about this program, you know. So that is how you really came to be part of my life and me part of the mentoring program and that.
Now, what I notice is before a lot of people, before they sign up even for the 100-day home organization program, they get their spouse's permission, or at least for their spouse to say, okay, yeah, I will partner with you on that, or especially if they're going to spend the money. And the mentoring program costs more money than the 100-day program does.
Right.
And you've been binge listening to me, but what did your husband think about you joining this professional organization business launch program?
You know, that same night, I remember it was May 30th when I had my Q&A session with you. I was in the doctor's office. I'm like, I'm sorry, I have an appointment at I forgot what time it was, but I'm like, can you give me 10 minutes? And I was on the phone with you in the doctor's office, and you answered all of my questions. I had so many questions. Oh, my goodness, so many questions. And, you know, that night I went home. My husband was already – I remember I was listening to your podcast one time, and I paused it. I was in the kitchen doing dishes or something, and I paused it to run upstairs for something. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm like, you're listening? He was in the background listening. He's like, did you turn it off? I'm like, no, just pause it. I'll be right back, you know. So he knew of you. He knew all the different tips. You know, I was like, oh, Lisa said to do this with the pantry. And the thing is, the podcast, it really gives you a lot of information on how to organize your home. But something about being in the accountability group really takes it to another level. You know, so, you know, that night after I had that Q&A session with you, I went home to my husband and I said, you know what? I'm really thinking about starting my professional organizing business at Lisa mentioned. And, you know, I said, what do you think about me borrowing money from the emergency fund? He's like, I don't know. I don't know. I said, you know what? Yeah. My goal, and I was serious about it. I had my pitch. I said, you know what? I was so passionate about it. I said, if I can borrow this $2,000 for this mentorship program, my goal is to have this money paid off by December 31st, 2017. So I was giving myself 7 months to pay this back. Mm-hmm. And Lisa, I paid this back in 3 months.
Yeah.
I gave myself a goal. And with you, I think it really accelerated the growth. The thing is, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to start the business. And you know, if I make money, that's great. No, I had a plan. I had a goal. And I was borrowing this money from our emergency fund. So I couldn't play around with it. You know, he saw my passion and he was like, all right, let's do it. You know, so I mean, he has always been that steady voice when I'm all over the place or I'm frustrated. He's always that steady hand. You know, he's an introvert. I'm an extrovert. I'm all over the place. And he's like, okay, let's do this way. And he brings me back down to earth and he keeps me centered. And for him to really buy into my passion for organizing, because he knew I can do it, you
right.
know, and for him to say, go ahead and take the money. Oh my gosh, I was like, done. I think I signed up that night.
Before you changed your mind, dear, I already hit submit. Yes, what does he think now? What does he think now?
Oh, he sees the checks rolling in and he's like, what? You made this much? So he's excited. Yeah. I mean, just yesterday, he deposited a check for me. So he sees the passion, he sees the vision, and he's excited.
Yeah, I am finding that when it gets to the mentorship program, 50% of the women who join, it's usually the husband that's more excited about them joining than the actual person joining. The husband can see the success that will happen in the future in their wife before the wife can actually own it herself. It's amazing to me. I didn't realize. And the men will, if I do a webinar, the men will watch the webinar. They will listen to the podcast. They will go over the notes. They will look at the numbers and they will go, yeah, you should do this. And I didn't realize how much of an impact that was on a lot of the ladies, but it is true. Like the men see that, oh yeah, this is definitely a growing industry. You have these skills. She seems to be like a good teacher. This is a good match.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I often say that change happens in your mind before it materializes physically. Was that true for you?
Absolutely. You know, I needed to believe that I can do it before others believed, others, I can have other people buy in and believe in me. You know, like I said, I'm thankful for my husband for seeing my passion and for seeing my vision. But if he would have said, oh, I don't know, you know, you kind of seem like you're always all over the place. And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. You know, maybe I shouldn't do it. I would be second guessing myself. But even though I had the passion, with him connecting with that passion that I had, I was like, he sees it, he believes in me, I can do this. You know, and even with you, Lisa, with your help and your motivation, you know, paying back that money in 90 days, I remember when we first started off, I was like, oh my gosh, these people are so amazing. I think in the think tank, I'm like, these people are running businesses, people are quitting their jobs. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. But, you know, just connecting with all those women, it was a force to be reckoned with. I mean, everybody keeps saying how the group, the professional organizer think tank, how amazing it is in that group. And it really is, because you see business-driven women, you know, making things happen. Yeah, we have children. Yeah, our kids get sick. But you know what? We're running our businesses and we're running our races, you know, independent. Nobody's our competition, you know, and right. That's what I love about.
I always say there's plenty of clutter to go around.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And you're referencing the Professional Organizer Think Tank Facebook group, which if you guys search for it, you can request to join. And once a week, we let new members in. Just know that I started the group. So of course, it's spelled wrong. But if you search Professional Organizer Think Tank, you'll find it. Just one of the words is spelled wrong. I can't even remember which one. So Wendy, your change has been explosively fast. Like, you weren't even done with the mentorship program when you joined the Sunday Basket licensing course, and you weren't even done with that when you added on the 100-day home organization program. So why did you add both of those on?
You know, Lisa, I saw your vision on where this can go and the empowering that you were giving women to go out and, you know, and run with their businesses. And in my professional life, I have a full-time job and I'm an executive assistant and a project manager throughout my career. And, you know, I fell in love with the Sunday Basket. So that licensee program, I was like, that is me all over it. You know, I believe that still the Sunday Basket is the heartbeat of the home. And in my office, because I said, I don't necessarily have a Sunday Basket in my office, but that vertical stand that I have on my desk, it's from priority number one all the way to, if I get it done, then so be it. If not, it goes into the drawer for tomorrow. And yeah. So it goes. So that's kind of like how I have for the Sunday Basket. The Sunday Basket, you know, you say, can this be done this week? If not, it goes for next week. It's kind of rolled into my on my job. And, you know, once I got a handle on my paper, I was able to work more efficiently. And my goal, you know, is to help other families do the same. And you just feel your mind is clear when your paper is organized. You know, I remember losing a rebate check. I did a Facebook Live video on this, you know, a rebate check from Costco for about $80. And I went into Costco and they're like, oh, your membership is expired. And I'm like, I know I have a rebate check at home somewhere. You know, but I had to pay the money and I was like, well, can I still use it if I find a check? They're like, if you find a check, we'll give you a like a gift card to shop at Costco. I'm like, well, I shop there anyway. But I went home and the pantry that I was organizing came to a screeching halt because I was on a mission to find that check. Mm-hmm. So my thing was, if my Sunday Basket had my check in it, I wouldn't be wasting time. I can quickly grab that check, you know, head to Costco the next time I go and use that check. So for me, getting your paper organized is more important to me than getting that pantry organized, because that $80, if you never find it, that $80 lost. So I saw that vision and I just can't wait to, you know, get the licensee program rolling and start having workshops and getting people home stations, get their Sunday Baskets set up in their home to, and then the whole family can join in and, you know, help get the home organized. Everybody's on board.
Yes. And I think that one of the reasons, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the reasons that you were able to make such quick progress and start to make income in your business so quickly was because you did sign up for that licensing program right away. And then you signed up for events at the mall, at the swap. I mean, you were everywhere. It's like, where's Wendy? I don't know. You better have an app on her because she's not sleeping. She is somewhere. And you were constantly out talking to women about, how do you organize school paper? What about the Sunday Basket? What about this? And so a lot of the jobs that you did get were because you were out promoting the Sunday Basket workshops, which is what I envisioned when I created this a couple of months ago.
It is not that professional organizers don't know how to organize. They do. Sometimes they're afraid to ask for money for what is so easy for them, but they are clearly overqualified for. The problem for most professional organizers is not a skill problem. It's a marketing problem. It's not Facebook ads really don't work. I mean, if they work for five people, great. Facebook ads don't work for me. It's meeting people in person, either doing speaking events or creating a marketing plan, like being able to talk about the Sunday Basket workshops at some kind of a vendor event or hosting workshops in your area. So it's marketing. So going forward, actually, you can't get into a mentoring relationship with me until you go through the licensing program, because you learn so much in the licensing program, you might not even need mentoring services at the end of that. And as we are airing this right now, Wendy, the Sunday Basket Workshop licensing registration is open. So it's open today through Tuesday, and then it will close. And I open and close it because we want each class to go through together. Like, so Wendy went through the professional organizing program this summer, the mentoring program with five people, really getting to know those other people, their businesses, and going through a common experience together is very powerful. Makes it easier to ask your questions when you know everybody else has the same exact question, instead of you're the one newbie and everybody else has been doing this for a while. So I open and close the classes, and that is currently open right now. So let's talk about, Wendy, you are an action taker. I'm an action taker, so I know one when I see one. And it's not—it's not often where people could take more action than I can keep up with. And you, you at one point were taking more action than I could mentally keep up with that you were taking. So list some of the ways that you have gone out in person to share about your new business.
Okay, so I have set up a few booths. There's a couple businesses in our local area that did a back-to-school event at a local mall. I partnered with them, and I set up at the mall with my booth. And I was just, you know, raffled off, you know, free organizing session. And then they're registering for the Sunday Basket Workshop, you know, the art, getting their art, their kids' artwork organized, schoolwork organized. Because I really want them to start the school year off right. Because I think, you know, even though the kids go off to school as moms or as dads, you know, parents, we feel successful as well. Like, yes, we gave our kids the best start to the new school year. And it's just amazing, you know. And I'm scheduled to speak to a few women's groups and a few moms groups in the next couple of weeks to talk to them about getting, you know, their kids organized. And a lot of these moms they have toddlers, so the kids are not in school yet. Helping the moms help the kids get organized and, you know, create systems in their homes to organize their toys and stuff like that. So it's really empowering to be able to speak in front of women. And it's helping me too get out there. Even though I'm an extrovert, I still have to build up the courage to go out there and say, you know what, I got this. I can do this. I'm the expert, and I can help families get organized as well.
Yes, and as people are asking you questions, your ability to take in that question and turn it around in an answer that is meaningful for that person. Sometimes the answer, you could just tell when you're looking at someone live, oh, they did not get what I was saying. Okay, let me tell them a different story. Let me tell it to them a different way. Or you end up getting the same question over and over again. You're like, okay, I need a flyer for that. I need that to be on my table somewhere. I need a handout. Or you may get, when you go in and do professional organizing jobs, you may get three garage organizing jobs in a row and find out that you love organizing garages. And so you're going to really create something out of that. Or you may find, like me, it's cold or hot and dirty and you really don't like garages. And please give me anything inside in the climate-controlled weather. I love papers and kitchens. But my team loves basements and garages. They love it. I mean, like, give Carol a messy garage and she is like in heaven. She thinks she's getting paid to work out. She lifts all that stuff and moves it all out. And I'm like, oh, please give me the paper pile. And if I give her the paper pile her kryptonite, asking her to check sizes on clothing. Like, Chrissy and I were like, oh, give us the kids' bedrooms. We will check every piece of clothing. We will move out what is the wrong size. Well, and Carol's like, no, I can't do individual clothing. So it doesn't matter. Like, a professional organizer doesn't like to organize every single thing that is in the house. And as you talk to people and as you get in there and get your hands dirty and do it, even if that's just mentally and with your words, you start to get down to, oh, this is what I really like to do. This is how I can really help people. And being able to see people in person, their facial reactions, if they lean into you, if they want to know more, you can create that relationship with them and you can book a job from someone who was walking through this consignment sale, not thinking at all about hiring a professional organizer. Didn't know who one was, and you're coming over on Tuesday.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we really do need to get out there, and speaking is a great way to do it, but it's not easy to find speaking engagements and know what to speak about. So the Sunday Basket licensing program gives you something to talk about and materials to talk to people to grow your business. Now, we have to talk about the fact that you joined the 100-day program last. So you're a professional organizer, Wendy. Why did you join the 100-day home organization program?
Oh my goodness, Lisa. Whatever you were selling, I was buying.
Clearly. I was even trying not to sell you stuff. I was like, Wendy, I don't think you need that. I don't think you need that.
Yes. You know, I wanted to learn your way of organizing. You know, declutter, organize, create systems, you know, your way. So my goal is to be an Organized 365 professional organizer under you, Lisa. And so my thing is, why recreate a process when it's already laid out? You know, you do steps, you do checklists, and I love that.
Yes,
and,
you do.
So, yes. So whatever you're selling, I'm buying. I love it. And you know, it's great. And I'm enjoying it so far.
Well, that's the same answer you gave me when you bought it. So it must be your solid answer. And I thought, wow, I hadn't even thought about it that way. I mean, you are a professional organizer. You are being paid to organize people's homes. But you said you wanted to learn my way of doing it and the systematic order. And I think that is true. A lot of people in the professional organizer think tank group who are totally qualified to be professional organizers or starting their professional organization business will often say, where can I get certified? Where can I learn how to organize? And I'm like, you don't need a certification. You don't need to learn. Like, you know, just go organize somebody's house, because I know if I drop any of them in a house that's disorganized, the house will become organized. They just will do it. It's in their DNA. It's just, they know how to do it. But I agree with you. There is confidence that comes from having gone through a program, and basically you're in it now. I'm sure every day you're like, yep, that's exactly how I organize a silverware drawer. Yep, that's how I would do it. You're getting 90% of the days going, yep, that's what I do, and 10% ideas, but it's building your confidence in like, oh yeah, that's how Lisa does it. Well, that's how I do it too.
Right.
Well, I cannot wait to meet you here at my house on September 30th. And we're going to spend a few days in Los Angeles at Biz Chicks Live together. Ah, that's going to be so much fun.
So excited.
We're going to sit by the pool. Oh, it's going to be so warm and great. When we first spoke on May 30th, holy cow, on May 30th, I mean, that was 3 months ago. When you look at the progress you have made basically in 100 days towards your dreams, I can't even quantify it. Can you quantify it?
Oh my gosh. I was running like a maniac, a good maniac. But you know, this summer was a blur. I can't wait to meet you, Lisa. And you know, and even at your home in Ohio, and as well as Biz Chicks Live in Los Angeles, you know, just being with a bunch of mompreneurs, I actually looked it up, and you know, it's just mom, you know, balancing the role of being a mom and an entrepreneur. People don't think they consider themselves a mompreneur, but they are. They may have small businesses on the side that they don't think it's like professional, but they're running businesses and they're being a mom and they're doing it all. And I just can't wait to be in a room full of women, you know, catching the vision, running their businesses and raising their family, you know, whether their kids are small or big or, you know, moved out. And I'm very excited about that. You know, I remember the first month in the program, I made $0. I was looking around on the Wednesday night call, Lisa, and I was like, oh my gosh, I do not belong here. I am moving like a snail. Mm-hmm. Because I'm that kind of person that needed to know everything before I got started. You know, yes, I joined in, but I'm like, okay, tell me everything I need to know. I need to make sure my website is perfect, my flyer is perfect, business card looks right. You know, I needed to make sure everything was perfect before I can open up my mouth to say I'm a professional organizer. And I remember on the fourth week, our homework assignment was to set work hours. And I was like, work hours? How am I going to find work hours? You know, so that's how I started shifting some things around. And, you know, I was telling my husband, I'm like, is it okay for me to take a Saturday to work my business? Whether I had a job or not, mm-hmm. I was working in my office, in my basement, door closed. I was working mm-hmm. Friday night and Saturday, you know, so just imagine just trying to quantify it. I mean, I don't know, only by the grace of God, I can say is that I really, you know, put my blinders on, and because I was looking at the other women, and I'm like, I can't do this. Oh my goodness, what did I get myself into? I just needed that belief in myself to get mm-hmm. going. And once you say set your work hours, and I knew I had a goal. I mean, I had to pay back this $2,000 by the end of December, and mm-hmm. I had the passion. I just needed the belief in myself to go out there and do it. And I remember, you know, in the fifth week, I put my blinders on and I just got to work. I put my head down.
Yes, you did. I wasn't remember worrying about.
Yes, I wasn't.
There was
I
a
wasn't
change so, in you.
I was doing. Yes,
mm-hmm. There was.
And I didn't play. I was like, you know what? I'm on a mission. And once that first check rolled in, I was like, oh my goodness, I can do it. I'm like, I showed my husband the check, and even now, my son would say, oh, mom, so-and-so's house needs to be organized, or so-and-so's mom needs to be organized. And I'm like, okay, you know, if they need me, they'll contact me. But, you know, he was like, mom, you an organizer? What is? So my son and my daughter, they see me working. I mean, sometimes they're like, yeah, you're down here again. But I really need to let my kids know that on Saturdays, I'm working. So it's not just me just down in the basement by myself on the computer. You know, so I want them to see, yes, I may not be with them all the time, but mom is working. And that's what I need to, you know, add on and make sure that they realize that I'm not just away from them, but I'm working towards a greater good for them.
Yeah, and two things you said there that I thought of. When Joey went to high school, I, of course, created his binder. I got the Z binder and I had everything organized, and I didn't follow the teacher supply list. I set it up how it would be best for him to learn. And he's walking through school with this big binder, and the kids are looking at this binder, and he says, my mom's a professional organizer. Do you need her to help you with your binder? And so he would come home and he'd be like, mom, you need to come in early tomorrow and you need to help so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so with their binder. They need binder systems. Or they would say the same thing, like, yeah, so-and-so needs you to organize their house. And I'm like, okay, this isn't quite how this works.
Right.
But they did. They're like, oh yeah, organization. My mom does organization. You need help with this. So that's really neat how the kids identify. And I want to touch on this idea of mompreneur. In the 100-day program, in the planner, I have you make goals for your work, for your home, for your family, and for your work, your home, your family, and yourself, or something like that. And when I talk about work, and this is a mantra you guys are going to hear me say over and over and over again, work does not equal money. Work right. is how you spend your day. And I firmly believe that if I didn't take all those years, apparently Natalie says I wasn't a stay-at-home mom, but being a stay-at-home mom and focusing on my kids for the majority of my day, and that being my primary focus, which was unpaid and actually cost us a great deal of money in debt. So it was negative earning, but the learning that I got during that time, the learning about other women my age, other kids, the services that are available in our city for special needs kids, how, you know, different things work. Like, I filed my own court case in the state of Ohio, and I went up through three appellate courts. Like, I understand court cases. Oh, I understand adoption. I understand the medical system at a really high level. I can advocate for a lot of people, and I have a lot of knowledge that I learned just by being a mom. Just being a mom. Everybody always says, just being a mom.
Right.
Being a mom
right.
is a job. Like, it is a lifelong, debt-inducing, non-paying job. where you learn a lot. And I know there are a lot of people who listen to the podcast that either don't have children or their children are grown. And here's another thing I find, doesn't matter how old they get, they're still your kids. And when something happens, drop everything and prioritize these kids, which are going to cost you even more time and debt again. And I think a lot of, you know, you mentioned you're 35. And 35 to 40 were the roughest years in my life. And I'm still trying to figure out if this is just everyone I'm running into that's in this time, or if this really is a thing. And I'm leaning more to this really is a thing. This transition from 35 to 40, I'm telling you, 40 is awesome. But 35 to 40 is rough. Like, it definitely is a mix of accumulation and survival. It is almost like a, when you turn 18 to 21, you go to community college, you go to college, you start your job, you move out, whatever you do in that time frame, you're taking that first 20 years of learning under your parents' wing, and you're launching out into the real world. Well, I think what happens between 35 and 40 is you're taking that first 18 years, you're out on your own, and you're going back through that, and you're taking the learnings of that and the hardship of that, and you're assimilating that to get ready for the next, you know, 15 to 20 years of survival. And it is a changing time. And I really don't know very many people who in that 35 to 40 year old time frame don't go through some big mental shift, change their jobs, change their attitudes, change their political persuasion, whatever. Like, they really change a lot as they get ready to go into their 40s. And so I just want to acknowledge that, you know, you are positioned to make a lot of big changes right now to get ready for the next couple decades of your life.
Right. Yeah.
So, Wendy, is there anything else you want to share?
So, I have two things that I would like to share. A lot of people, probably, unless they're, you know, have been interacting with me on my Facebook page, you know, I was growing up, I'm from Trinidad and Tobago, and I have ADD, attention deficit disorder. And it's not, back then, it wasn't something that was common to be diagnosed. So I remember I would get spanked by my dad because I was just such a distraction. I remember the teacher during the conference one time, she says, "Wendy can't even hear a pin drop on the carpet. She's turning around. She's always so distracted." And I remember that stuck with me. Yes, I was being nosy by the door. And I remember that stuck with me. But I was like, why am I so distracted? I always had to work twice as hard to... Mm-hmm. You know, to keep up with the kids, maybe even four times as hard. Whenever I was taking exams, I had to face the wall. I had to put earplugs in. If the kids got up in the middle of the exam to, you know, sharpen their pencil, I got distracted. And, you know, I joined the military because my parents couldn't afford to send me to college, you know, and I don't know how I made it through the military. But for me, yes, having ADD and being undiagnosed, the structure that the military provided, you do this. This is the uniform that you wear every single day. If it's summer, if it's winter, this is what you wore. And I think that structure really helped me pin down and really focus in and not think so much about my ADD. And I know when I got out of the military, that structure left. So I was, the ADD consumed me again, you know? So it really took me, I think maybe 2-3 years ago is when I went in and I said, I know my son, he has ADHD. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm doing this questionnaire. I have these same symptoms. And that's when I really got, you know, diagnosed. And then, so that's why I think I'm really drawn into you as a professional organizer and the way that you create your system and the checklist, because it really helps me focus. Now, I know people was like, you have ADD and you're a professional organizer. That doesn't make any sense, you know? But it really, I mean, it really could work. And for me, that really puts the foundation in my belief system, is that if I can go through the military having ADD and really focus in and start in my professional organizing business and have ADD and really have a structure, it doesn't limit you, or it doesn't say, oh, I have ADD, so I can't do this. If you have a passion to do something, it doesn't matter what your disability is, go out there and do it. Reach out to people and say, hey, this is what I want to do. What do you think? Get a mentor. Lisa, I'm telling you, without you, I mean, yes, it was a $2,000 investment, but it was the best money I've ever spent on my business, because I could have said, no, that's too expensive, I'm going to do it on my own. And here it would be 3 months later, and I maybe I've gotten my business card done. Maybe. And that's about it. And I canceled it. I'm in business because I have business cards. I didn't make any money. I actually spent money on the business cards, and it took me 3 months to do that. So you were like, get it done, get out there. And I was like, my business cards, my website. She's like, I don't care. Just get out there with your word, your words, and your passion. We'll get the job done. And really, I was like, I can't believe she's sending me out there without a website. People would say, oh, you have a website? You have a business card? I said, no, you know, it's a work in progress. And they're like, okay, give me your information. They didn't care.
Right.
They needed to be organized. And they were like, give me your information. And we connected. And I was getting jobs without a business card, without a website. So whatever your passion is, don't let a disability hold you back. Get out there and get it done. Yes, you might be working a little bit harder to keep up, but that's okay. You own it. You know, and the other thing that I want to say is, too many times as moms, we feel like we need to say yes to everything. And for me, that was causing me a lot of anxiety, because somebody would say, oh, this afternoon we're doing this. And I'm like, oh my God, my evening is already planned, you know, and it really would throw me off. So now I want to give you guys the permission to say no. It is okay to say, no, I cannot help out on that PTA event. Mm-hmm. No, I cannot do this. But at the next one, please give me enough notice and I will make myself available. So it's okay to say no for some things, you know, and I want people to remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone. You need to make sure that our families are taken care of, because yes, you might be the PTA president and you might be running this charity and auction and all of this stuff, but your home is falling apart. Mm-hmm. And for me, the home is the most important thing. So give yourself permission to say no to something and just say, no, I can't do this time, but please let me know in advance for the next time and I'll make myself available. So that really has helped me, you know, hone in my anxiety and so that I need to say yes to everything. And if I said no, they would talk about me, and it's okay. It is okay for people to talk about you, whether you do good or bad, people are going to talk. So make sure that your home is your number one commitment. And then if you have, you know, if you can do more, then do more. But don't feel that you need to, you know, drop your family and run to every single event that's going on. We don't need to be doing that as moms.
That is so good, Wendy. That is so good. And I just wanted to thank you and your husband for your service to our country.
Thank you, Lisa.
Now, Wendy, do you have a website yet?
I do have a website.
Oh, well, then let's share that now. Tell us the city and state that you're in and your website, because maybe there are some people who would like you to organize them. So you are an Organize 365 official licensed provider. And so you will be up on the website next month. So I would love for you to share your city and state and your website. So if people are in your area and they would like you to come help organize their house, how would they do that?
Okay, so I am in Frederick, Maryland. The city that's closest, that's biggest in Maryland, I would say, like Baltimore area, Washington, D.C. area. And my website is functionalorganizingwithwendy.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Functional Organizing with Wendy.
Awesome. So you guys should go check her out. Wendy is amazingly awesome, as you guys can all tell. But what I really love from this podcast interview is, I think, especially as women, or maybe I'll just speak for myself, we are so busy serving our family, our jobs, our houses, that we tend to underestimate our own ability and our own skills. And I think you can hear through Wendy's story how the blinders kind of came off and she made so much progress so quickly. And the reason she made so much progress so quickly is because she could have been making that progress 5 years ago, but she just mentally hadn't caught up with the reality around her. And I think that is so true for so many of us women. We wear so many hats, we have so many roles, and it is so hard. We're so busy building our spouses up, building our kids up, providing for our community, doing what needs to be done. But who's filling you up? Who's saying, oh my gosh, you are amazing? Like, who are those people? And as women, we just don't have very many people who really know us and could say, oh my gosh, you are amazing. And it just feels so awesome to hear that. And I say it to Wendy all the time. I'm like, Wendy, you are amazing. So thank you so much for coming on the Organized 365 podcast and sharing your story, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the awesome. That's what we as women need to hear more of. And if you are interested in joining the licensing program that's open today through Tuesday, and if now's not a good time for you, no worries. Just get on the wait list. I will be reopening it again in the future. And Wendy, you have a blessed day.
You do too, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, isn't Wendy awesome? I told you she was. Amazing story, right? But here's the thing. It's your story. How many times when Wendy was talking, did you go, yes, that's what I do, or yes, that's what I'm going to do, or yes, that's how I feel too? You're nodding, you're smiling, you're welling up in tears when she shares her story. You can relate to Wendy. And we are all more common than we are different. We all have more commonalities together than we do differences. And the more we can encourage each other, support each other, and go after what makes you uniquely great. You may not want to be a professional organizer, although I know a lot of you on here do become professional organizers or already are professional organizers. You have something in you that wants to get out, that is uniquely yours, that is not related to the house you live in or the people in your home or the family that you came from or the community that you live in. It is a passion that you have that wants to come out. And my job is to just help you get your house organized enough so you have the time to go after that. Now, if you do want to be a professional organizer, or you are a professional organizer, or you just love the Sunday Basket and you want to help more people in your area do the Sunday Basket classes, I would love for you to be a licensee. Registration is open currently. Just go to organize365.com and click on the Work With Me tab, and you'll see Become a Licensed Sunday Basket Provider, and you'll be able to go right to that page. Now, I'm only taking 25 people, and I gave the link to the wait list last night, so it may already be full. If you go to that page and it says this class is full, go ahead and join the wait list. On the wait list, you will get some more emails that will tell you more about the Sunday Basket Workshop licensing program, and you'll be first on the list to know about the next time that is open. All right, you guys, get organized, share your story, go tell another woman that you know how awesome they are. Just call them out of the blue, text them, message them, Voxer them, or see them in carpool line and just go, you know what? You are amazing, and give them a big hug and just see what happens.